Alright, so let's lie on the back. And after a rough day of horseback riding or working in a lab, whatever it is you were doing, just get a sense of how you're making contact with the floor now. Sense how your pelvis is making contact with the floor. The left or the right, perhaps. Maybe the top and the bottom. Which parts are more in contact with the floor? Sense your two legs and any differences you may feel between the two. The length of the two legs, the parts of the legs that are making contact with the floor. And then begin to examine your spine and see if you can visualize in your own kinesthetic awareness the spine as it chains from the pelvis up towards your head. Which parts of the spine are making contact with the floor? As your spine leaves your torso and becomes your neck, there's a transition from what's called the thoracic spine to the cervical spine. So it's the thoracic spine between your shoulder blades and your cervical spine. That's your neck. And can you feel a space under your cervical spine? There's typically a small gap. So sense that. Get an image of it. And then sense also the contact you're making in the thoracic spine, in between your shoulder blades. Is one side making firmer contact than the other? And then get a general impression how your shoulders are lying, your arms are lying. Roll your head gently left to right. Just sense how lubricated is the head in the rolling. Don't have to roll far. And pause. Leave that. And now pay attention to your breath. So what happens on an in-breath? What parts of you expand on the in-breath? Don't particularly change anything, but just notice. Does your chest expand? Does your abdomen expand? Does your pelvic floor expand? Does your breath prefer one side of your body over the other? Or perhaps it likes one side of the abdomen, but the opposite side of the chest. There's an infinite number of varieties, possibilities. And then if you think of the chest and the abdomen as a kind of cylinder, it's not truly a cylinder, but it's a kind of cylinder. Can you also feel any expansion in the back of you and in the sides of you? So again, don't change anything. Don't intentionally breathe into your sides. But can you feel how your sides expand a little bit on the in-breath? And let's also not forget the out-breath. So as you exhale, can you also feel a closing? Maybe your abdomen contracts or the belly comes closer to the back. Maybe your chest also compresses. The volume of the rib cage becomes reduced. And then come back to the spine, sensing the spine again and sensing your contact to the floor. By paying attention to the breath, it's not necessarily that anything has changed per se in how you're making contact, but perhaps your ability to sense it kinesthetically, sense the length of your spine kinesthetically, maybe that has altered a little bit, become enhanced. Okay, now would you please stand your feet? So we're going to engage throughout the remainder of this lesson in a type of breathing called paradoxical breathing. And this kind of breathing means that on the inhalation, your chest expands but your abdomen contracts. And on the exhalation, your abdomen expands as your chest contracts. So why don't you guys try and do that? On the inhalation, expand your chest and pull your abdomen in. And on the exhalation, push your abdomen out in all directions and contract the chest. And so on the in-breath, your chest expands, your abdomen contracts, your abdomen sinks, and on the out-breath, your abdomen expands. Place one hand on your belly and one hand on your chest. And on the in-breath, feel how the hand on your chest lifts, and then on the out-breath, feel how the hand on your abdomen lifts. So they kind of have a seesaw relationship. Just see if you can develop that a little bit. It's a little bit of a strange way to breathe when you're if you've not used to it before. But we actually use this kind of breathing quite often, particularly when we have to make strong efforts. When you have to lift a heavy object, for example. And pause. Just let it go. Breathe normally. And a couple more times, do this paradoxical breathing. So on the inhalation, the chest lifts and the stomach contracts. And on the exhalation, the abdomen expands as the chest contracts. And it doesn't have to be this powerful, effortful thing. It can still be a gentle movement, a gentle breathing. It's just where the breath gets directed to. And pause. Just breathe any way you like. And And now you can have your hands on your chest and your abdomen if you like, but if you feel like you have it, you can also take them away. But a couple more times now, let's engage in this in the paradoxical breathing. And now as you exhale and you expand your abdomen, sense where in your abdomen are you expanding. Are you expanding in the front? Are you expanding also in the back? In the sides? Don't change anything purposefully, but just observe it. And similarly, as the chest expands and contracts, observe. Is the back opening and closing? Is the sides opening and closing? Is the front opening and closing? Is it different from the left to the right? And pause. Let it go and let your arms go long and rest. And your legs long too, I'm sorry. The idea with this paradoxical breathing is by engaging in this type of breath and doing this in different sorts of positions, you're forcing is not the right word, you're asking for different parts of yourself to become involved in the process of breathing. And there's no one right way to breathe, there's many different ways to breathe, but there's the right way to breathe changes and depends upon whatever situation you're in, and that's what we're going to be exploring. So would you please roll over onto your right side, bring your knees up nice, comfortable, and sort of approximately 90 degrees, and rest your head on your arm and have your left arm somewhere comfortable. And now, in this position, begin to engage in the paradoxical breathing. So, expand the chest on the inhale, and then you expand the abdomen on the exhale. A nice, easy, gentle movement. And feel, as you do this, what parts of you, what parts of your rib cage, and what parts of your abdomen and back are responding. Can you feel your left shoulder blade moving as you do this? Can you feel parts of yourself pressing into the floor as you engage in the paradoxical breathing? Inhalation expands the chest. And exhalation expands the abdomen. A seesaw movement. And a couple more times, this paradoxical breathing. And come and lie on your back for a moment. And quickly sense to see if there's any difference. You notice anything different between the left and the right side? And now roll onto your left side. Knees bent up in a comfortable position, head lying on your arm. If it's comfortable, you might try having your left arm long above you with your head resting on it. That does is it opens up the bottom of the rib cage a little bit more. And in this position, engage in the paradoxical breathing. So inhalation fills the chest and contracts the abdomen, and exhalation expands the abdomen, flattening the chest. And feel as you do this, what, feel your right shoulder blade and how your right shoulder moves. Feel the parts of your abdomen that expand out. Feel the enhanced pressure that you make with the floor on the inhalation and on the exhalation. And how is all this different from what you were experiencing when you were on the right side? And leave it and roll over onto your back. Your legs go long, your arms are long. And sense the contact you're making with the floor now. Are you becoming more illuminated? Now would you please stand your feet and interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And stand your feet so that they're more or less hip width apart. So nice, comfortable, where it's comfortable, you don't have to work too hard to anything. And now gently lift your head a little bit. So you're looking as if you're looking between your legs, something like that. And now in this flexed position, engage in the paradoxical breathing. So inhalation expands the chest and exhalation expands the abdomen. And feel now what happens as you do this. What parts of you expand? What parts of you press into the floor? And feel also how your head moves in response. Your head actually moves on the in-breath and on the out-breath. Leave it and lie on the back. Let your legs go long and arms go long again. Oh, arms long. Okay, would you please stand your feet and bring your right arm over your head and rest it on the floor above you. And you can bring it out to the side or bend the elbow and do whatever you need to do in order to have it be comfortable. But as long above you as is comfortable. And now in this position, begin breathing paradoxically. So inhale, fills the chest, exhale, fills the abdomen. And feel now what happens here. What's different between the right side of the chest and the left side of the chest? With the right arm up, does the right side respond differently of the chest respond differently than the left? Now, as you continue doing this, lengthen your left leg. So your left leg's long, your right leg's long, you have a diagonal. And paradoxically breathe. And now sense not just what's going on in the chest, but are there any differences in the abdominals? When you expand the belly, Do you sense a difference due to the leg position? And bring the left leg up. Lower the right arm. Continue with the breathing. Raise the left arm up above your head. Continue breathing paradoxically. Inhale, fills the chest. Exhale, expands the abdomen. This seesaw motion. Now see with the left arm up, how's your chest and ribcage responding differently? And try varying the breath. So if you're making small movements, see if you can make them a little bit bigger. If you're making big movements, see if you can make them a little bit smaller. And if you don't know which one you're doing, try and mix it up. Extend your right leg long. And continue with the breathing. Just sense, what is the difference that the right leg long makes now? What parts of the abdomen have an easier time expanding? Where does the breath go inside of you? And slowly bring your right leg back to standing. Bring your left arm down. Let go of the breathing and let your legs go long. And now see these variations in the paradoxical breathing, what effect has that had on your breath now that you've let it go and you're just breathing normally? How do you sense the volume of your rib cage in your abdomen now? And how do you sense the length of your spine? From the pelvis all the way to the head. Would you please roll over onto your stomach? And if possible, can you have your arms long above your head? Reach your arms long above your head. And now in this position, very gently, first with the left arm, just see what it would take to lift the left arm off of the floor. Just very gently. Just how heavy is it, the left arm? And then pause, and then try it with the right arm. See how, what would it take to lift the right arm from the floor? All right. And now, would you please bring your left arm down by your side? And you can have your forehead on the floor, or you can turn your face to the right, whichever is easier and simpler for you. And now, in this position, let's begin breathing paradoxically. So we inhale in the chest, contracting the abdomen, and expand the abdomen on the exhale, contracting the chest and the rib cage. So now in this position, it's going to be different again. you're limited with how much movement you can now have in the front of you. You have to move a lot more in the back. Feel what happens to the ribs on the underside of your right armpit as you inhale and as you exhale. And can you feel that space underneath your armpit gently lifting and lowering? And what parts of your abdominals are expanding? Is it easier on the right or on the left? To expand the abdominals on the exhale. And pause. And switch arms. And turn your head the other direction. And now continue breathing paradoxically. But now we've switched the situation with the arms and the head. So again, use this as an opportunity to re-examine how it is that your chest, your rib cage, and your abdomen and low back, how they expand and contract. And sense the ribs underneath your left armpit. Sense how they expand on the inhalation and close on the exhalation. At the same time that your abdominals press into the floor on the exhalation. And feel that space under your armpit gently rise and fall with your breath. And pause. And now bring both arms above you again. And put your head in the center so your forehead is on the floor. Hopefully your nose is not protruding in as much, too much. And continue breathing paradoxically. So inhale into the chest and upper back, and exhale in the abdomen and expanding the low back. And feel what happens here underneath your armpits and across your chest and in your abdomen. Does one side of your abdomen want to press into the floor more easily than the other? Can you press out all the way down into your pelvic floor when you're breathing out and you're pressing out? Can you sense a gentle movement in your pelvis associated with this breathing? And pause. And let the breath go in this position. Now gently try and lift the left arm and try and lift the right arm and see if there's any difference. Roll over onto your back and let it go. And sense again is more of you into the floor now. How's your breath? Is it softer? does your breath inhabit more of you now? And is it maybe softer because it does inhabit more of you? Roll your head gently from left to right. Just see, is it different at all from when you started? And roll over onto your right side again. Let your head rest on your arm, long above you. And now straighten the left leg down below you, so it's in line with your torso. And with your left arm, reach over your head to grab your right ear. Your right ear. So you hold your head in a little sort of pocket. So it goes straight over your head. You hold your thing. And so now gently, once or twice, lift your head with your left arm just a couple inches off the floor, just the thing, and then lower back down. Do it again. Lower back down. And now, can you lift your head and lift your straight left leg at the same time? And lower back down. Doesn't have to be much, just a little bit. Lower back down. Now, pause for a second. If it's easy for you to lift the leg and lift the head, then lift both together and hold them up. However, if it's challenging, then bend your knees. Then bend your left knee onto your right knee and just lift the head gently as we do this next variation. Okay? That probably wasn't clear. But in this next variation, we're going to lift the head with the left arm and we're going to lift the left leg into the air. And we're just going to hold them there for a little bit as we paradoxically breathe. So if it's not a huge effort for you, then try that. However, if it is a huge effort, then don't lift, then bend the knees so that they're on top of each other and just lift the head. Okay? So, that said, lift the head and lift the leg if you're so inclined. And now in this position, stay. And now paradoxically breathe. So on the inhale, expand the chest. And on the exhale, expand the abdomen and low back. And so now there's massive constraints in this. Because you have to use your abdominals and you have to use so much of yourself to hold yourself up. So where does the breath go? Don't force the breath anywhere. Just concentrate on expanding the chest and expanding the abdomen. And when you get tired, stop, take a rest, let it go. And then if you feel like it, pick it back up. Sense, how is it that your breath is making contact? How is that your breath pressing into the floor? Like this. How is it pressing in underneath your armpit? Along the side of your torso? In your abdomen? Let it go. Rest on your sides. So the idea here is not to exercise you. Although there are things that we do in Feldenkrais that can be challenging sometimes. The idea is to create a constraint. A constraint, in this case, for the breath. And by creating constraints, it gives the breath the opportunity, and it gives you the opportunity to find new places to put the air. We roll over onto your back, please. sense the effects that this last variation has had. Can you sense something asymmetrical in the contact of the floor? And now roll over onto your left side. The same position. So your head lies on your arm, long above your head. You bring your right arm directly over your head to grab a hold of your left ear. Lengthen the right leg down below you, if that's comfortable for you. And lift and lower the head and the leg together. And lift and lower them together. So let's not paradoxically breathe. Let's just lift and lower the leg. Head and leg together. One, two. Sounds like aerobics class. You can do it. Come on. Make it burn. No, don't make it burn. Okay. Pause for a moment. And now we're going to lift the head and the leg together. We're going to hold them up there. And then we're going to engage in the paradoxical breathing. So again, if lifting the leg is just too tiring, too much effort, you can't concentrate anymore, that's the key point. You need to be able to concentrate still. You still need to be able to sense. If it's difficult, then go with the easier variation. Because without being able to sense yourself, it's not going to work. So, lift your head and your leg together and begin breathing paradoxically. So on the inhalation, your entire chest fills up. The exhalation, you expand your abdomen out and your pelvic floor out. And it's, of course, not just the chest and the abdomen. Those words generally have meanings referring to the front of you. But there's also the backs of you and the sides of you. Feel how the ribs underneath your armpit, your left armpit, and the sides and the abdomen down below on the left side of you, how it presses into the floor on these different stages of inhalation and exhalation. If it gets tiring for you, let it go. And once you feel like, you know what, I've mapped this out, I understand it, I got it, then you don't need to do it anymore. And pause. Just lie on your side. If you guys are curious, there's something interesting to try out if you're still on your sides and you want to try it out. So we first lifted the head and lifted the leg, and just to develop that movement to prepare you for the paradoxical breathing. And then we lifted both, and then you breathe paradoxically. Now, if you want, try lifting your head and your leg together again, just lifting and lowering it, and see, is it any different? Is it lighter? Maybe, maybe not. And once you've seen, let it go. Lie on your back. And again, examine how with the second side of this asymmetrical variation, how your contact with the floor is how your contact with the floor has changed or grown. Examine the volume of the chest, the volume of the abdomen. The length of the spine. How's that space underneath your neck? Has anything changed there? Now bring your feet to standing. And a couple of times, engage in the paradoxical breathing. And in particular, pay attention to how your abdominals and pelvic floor and low back expand on the exhale. So, on the exhalation, can you develop an expansion down in your pelvic floor? It's sort of the area between your genitals and your anus. Can you feel an expansion in the low back? It's not always so easy to do. Do you prefer the left side or the right side? Pause. Cross your right leg over your left. So fully cross the knee, crossing so the knees are crossed. And now in this position, begin breathing paradoxically again. And in particular, we just examined how the abdominals, low back, and pelvic floor expand in the paradoxical breathing. So now in this different, slightly different situation, what happens? When you press that breath out, expanding the lower part of you, how is that expansion different? You could also have asked, how is the contraction on the inhale, the contraction different? Now pause for a moment and take your knees 2 to 4 inches to the right, just a little bit. So you're not going all the way over, you're just going a little bit to the right. Some amount that's comfortable. So what it does is it's going to tilt your pelvis a little bit. You want your pelvis to be tilted over to the right. So your weight is more onto the right side of the pelvis. And now, begin breathing paradoxically again. The chest expands on the inhalation. The abdominals expand. The low back, pelvic floor expands on the exhalation. And now see, in this position, now the pelvis is actually tilted to the right. How is it different? What parts of you are now involved in the expansion and contraction? How is it different? How is it different in the abdominals, the lower part of you, but also how is it different in the chest? If you're curious and you want to play, take your knees a little bit more to the right. And continue. And then bring your knees back to center. Uncross your knees. Let your legs go long. Stand your legs again. Bring your feet to standing. Now, yes, cross the left over the right. And now, in this position, begin breathing paradoxically. And sense, now the legs are crossed the opposite way. What is the difference in your breath? Some parts of you are easier to use and some parts of you are more difficult. So find the easiest path for the breath as you engage in this paradoxical effort, this paradoxical breathing action. And once you've examined it, then begin tilting your knees a little bit over to the left. 2, 3, 4 inches. Just enough so that the left side of your pelvis leaves the floor. Your weight is more solidly on the right side. I'm sorry. Your weight is more solidly on the left side of the pelvis. Your right side of the pelvis leaves the floor. And continue breathing paradoxically. And see, what difference does this make? How is the breath in your chest different now? How is it, the expansion in your abdominals different? And bring your knees back to center. Let your legs go long. Roll your head gently left and right if the mood so strikes you. And sense how that may be different. And now, let's come up to the hands and knees. Roll to your side. Hopefully no one's wrists are killing them today. So just come to your hands and knees. Any way that's comfortable for you. You can have your toes tucked under. You can have your toes standing. And make sure your arms are sort of underneath your shoulders and stuff. Let your head hang. Do whatever it really wants. Whatever's comfortable. Now, guess what we're going to do? Begin breathing paradoxically. So, expanding the chest on the inhalation, and then contracting the chest and expanding the abdominals and low back on the exhalation. Just sense in this position now, how is it with this movement? For me, it feels extremely foreign. I would wager to say it makes almost no sense. Pause. And now try lowering the top of your head to the floor. And you can keep the weight of your hands, keep your hands on the floor to take the weight of your torso, but the top of your head rests on the floor. Almost as if you wanted to go into headstand or something like this. And if it's not comfortable on your neck, you can totally chill out. It's not the same. Now in this position, begin paradoxically breathing. And sense, your spine is now curved, your spine is flexed. And sense, how does this change? What happens in your chest? And what happens in your abdominals? And how does the rest of you respond? Does the point on the top of your head, where you're bearing weight, does that change at all as you inhale and exhale? Your pelvis, which is now free, is now up high in the air. Does it move at all with your breath? Leave that. Lie on your back. And now for the last time, just sense. How are you making contact with the floor now? How are your legs lying? Has all this strange breathing work done anything to change the way your legs are coming out of your pelvis and resting on the floor? What about your arms? Can you sense your spine more clearly now? Does the floor mirror for you kinesthetically your spine in a different manner? And as you just breathe, however is normal for you right now, can you feel how more of you is inhabited by the breath? And roll your head gently from left to right. And leave that and roll to your side. And slowly come to standing. Just get a sense for the weight, how you bring your weight through your pelvis, down your two legs, and into your feet. Sense the length of your spine. Sense the orientation of where you're looking on the horizon. And take a little walk around the room. And that is all.